The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark.
Glory to you, Lord.
When Jesus had crossed again in the boat to the other side, a large crowd gathered around him, and he stayed close to the sea. One of the synagogue officials named Jairus came forward. Seeing him, he fell at his feet and pleaded earnestly with him, saying, "My daughter is at the point of death. Please, come, lay your hands on her, that she may get well and live." He went off with him, and a large crowd followed him. There was a woman afflicted with hemorrhages for 12 years. She had suffered greatly at the hands of many doctors, and had spent all that she had. Yet she was not helped, but only grew worse. She had heard about Jesus, and came up behind him in the crowd, and touched his cloak. She said, "If I but touch his clothes, I shall be cured." Immediately her flow of blood dried up. She felt in her body that she was healed of her affliction. Jesus, aware at once that power had gone out from him, turned around in the crowd and asked, "Who has touched my clothes?" But his disciples said to him, "You see how the crowd is pressing upon you, and yet you ask, 'Who touched me?'" And he looked around to see who had done it. The woman, realizing what had happened to her, approached in fear and trembling. She fell down before Jesus and told him the whole truth. He said to her, "Daughter, your faith has saved you. Go in peace and be cured of your affliction." While he was still speaking, people from the synagogue official's house arrived and said, "Your daughter has died. Why trouble the teacher any longer?" Disregarding the message that was reported, Jesus said to the synagogue official, "Do not be afraid, just have faith." He did not allow anyone to accompany him inside except Peter, James, and John. When they arrived at the house of the synagogue official, he caught sight of a commotion, people weeping and wailing loudly. So he went in and said to them, "Why this commotion and weeping? This child is not dead, but asleep." And they ridiculed him. Then he put them all out. He took along the child's father and mother and those who were with him, and he entered the room where the child was. He took the child by the hand and said to her, "Talitha kum," which means, "Little girl, I say to you, arise." The girl, a child of 12, arose immediately and walked around. At that they were utterly astounded. He gave strict orders that no one should know this, and said that she should be given something to eat. The Gospel of the Lord. Perhaps nowhere in all of Scripture do we see more clearly the almost irresistible force that faith has over our Lord. As if it has a power over him that he cannot refuse. This girl comes to him, this woman, and it's as if our Lord didn't know, and just his healing power flowed out from him simply because of her faith. Now, did our Lord know that that woman had touched him? Absolutely. He was calling her. Right? He knows all things. But in this moment, he does not want everyone recognizing or seeing his divine knowledge. He wants the focus to be more on this woman's faith. And one of the early fathers said, also in this moment, he allows this miracle for Jairus' sake, because someone's about to come and say, "Your daughter's dead, let it all go." And Jesus is still going to ask faith from him. That Jairus has to have faith for this miracle to work. It's interesting, recently, as of late, just in the last few months, when people ask me to pray over them or to anoint them, I've started to ask them, "Do you believe that our Lord will heal you? Do you believe that the prayers that you are asking for will truly have effect? Because if you don't have faith, and the greater your faith, the more likelihood that whatever is asked is going to be granted." You think of someone like St. Therese, who she got to the point where she was careful what she would ask of our Lord. Because she said, "He can't refuse me anything." I was just flipping through St. Faustina's diary. Two things that our Lord had said to her. Most dear to me is the soul who strongly believes in my goodness and has complete trust in me. I give that soul all it asks. And on another occasion, he said to her, "Your duty will be to trust completely in my goodness, and my duty will be to give you all you need. I am making myself dependent upon your trust. If your trust is great, my generosity will be without limit." My brothers and sisters, I think this is something we need to check ourselves about over and over. When I read this gospel passage last night, I realized there's a gentleman I've been praying for lately who's gone through a major, major trial. And I realized that when I pray to God for him, I don't actually believe that God's going to answer my prayer. I think the guy's lost. And so I just say, "Okay, Lord, no. I believe with all my heart, I put my absolute confidence in the prayer that I'm saying, in your goodness and mercy. I believe you're going to heal him, and I will not pray otherwise ever again." That's how he wants us to make every prayer.